Scott, I was wondering, ask Ion why you were bored of the McLuhan conference yesterday.
Okay, Ion, why was I somewhat bored in the McLuhan conference yesterday?
Because they were so abstract, there was nothing being said. And what was being said was ridiculous. When it was, when they weren't saying anything.
Yeah, it's funny. They would not say anything, and then from not saying anything, they would make conclusions about, I don't know, whether the United States was good and whether Trump was evil and stuff like that, you know. So
and how
sure.
smart they are.
Now that goes,
how
yeah. that goes right back. That goes right back to our conversation regarding the deep blue sky and a Ceylon, Sri Lankan sapphire. Same point. Which goes into your pitch and yaw and roll. Because they're trying to take something to make something that is something that doesn't necessarily, they're both the same color, but they don't necessarily interact or have any interaction. So they're trying to use a McLuhan-esque theme to validate the medium as the message, but they won't accept Trump as a medium with a message. See, Trump is a medium with a message. Now, if they wanted to have some fun, they could take, say, Arnold Ziffel on Petticoat Junction and show how he's ridiculous. But Arnold Ziffel was actually very smart. He lived like a pig in the old farm days and was able to live and had his own TV. He was pretty damn smart for a pig, you see. So if they took Donald Trump and made him be the pig, that would have been interesting because then it would be how the mass, Marshall McLuhan's mass, applies in today's world of how the Catholic Church has been obfuscated, and now when the retrieval comes, what they get back is nothing to do, nothing, zero to do with the conversation of what the Catholic or the papacy is. Do you see? The Catholic Church has been morphed into a new thing. What Marshall McLuhan didn't say, which would have been a nice topical conversation, is what you get back once you obsolesce and retrieve it, it's not the same. Dorothy, you can never go back. You can't go home. You can't go back to Kansas. Kansas was never the same when Dorothy went back. When the Wizard of Id got from behind the curtain and sent her back home, it wasn't the same anymore. There's the rub. That's the difference. Now, had they used that topical inference, then you could have had a very nice topic, and then you could have found out how Jared Kushner might be the brain trust that's actually pulling all this kind of stuff. Or if you listen long enough, all of a sudden, when Steve Bannon starts to sound logical, you got trouble. That was fun. Was that all right, boss? Were you interested, boss, to give you a little Woody?
That was excellent. Very good. Carry on, Scott. Make up some other crazy question.
Come on, man. Well, you're doing better. You're getting better. Keep him happy or he'll cut your ass off. You know, you're on hard time, Scott. It's Tuesday.
So those are degrees of freedom. And I'm thinking...
Listen. So was the McLuhan-esque conference. Those were degrees. Look at the libertine gospel that they took in their confab. See? They borrowed something that had value or girth. We don't know how much. We don't give McLuhan that much credit. But give something of limited value and girth and use it to hold up a soapbox to validate what's happened in the United States of America or Venezuela or whatever Madame Blavatsky was bitching about today.
Yeah, she's shooting off her mouth quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. But see, that's the point. And Bob would say, good. Bob said, good. Now, the soft part is all those things become different degrees of separation or degrees of movement that allow you first step in a conceptual position. Therefore, you get to make a movement or a direction based on the zeitgeist that you were placed into with the boring, non-McLuhan, McLuhan salon. See? That's pretty good. Scrape it from the bottom if you're going to get it out, because you'll never get it out that way. But you don't want to get too much, or it'll stop the drum from being able to hear. It'll occlude your vibratory response in your hearing speaker's mechanism. Okay? So that's why you want to get a balance, okay? So now these degrees of freedom are the very exactly the same way. A little of it is good, but if you get too much, you'll go into a spin out, or you'll go into a zero ratio where you're spinning in it's like spinning out of orbit. You'll hit a zero flat spin, like when you jump out of an airplane, and it's hard to overcome that because
I've done skydiving where you try to remain stable by using your hands, stuff like that, but when you start to spin, it's difficult to stop.
You're right.
And you can just go faster
because
and faster.
Because the motion precludes to go more in that direction. And so that's the point. That's the point. So you don't want to get it to that far. But it is an aspect of degree of freedom. You see? It's not a desirable one, but it certainly is a degree of freedom. And it will very easily flow to that very easily without much trouble. Black holes matter. Black holes matter, goddammit. There you go. You messed up the recording. This is supposed to be for nice people. Shit. I can't believe it. Well, Bob, we've earned another one. Next thing we can't say fuck, hell, bitch, damn, motherfucker, nigger. Next thing we can't say none of that stuff. I tell you what, I wish Bill had a bleep button. He can go bleep, and then we can just say bleep, and then we can have a good show. You're never going to get on the Oakley Winfrey show. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, there ain't no Oakley Winfrey no more. Okay, it don't really matter. But you...
The Nicky Clark show. How about the Nicky Clark show?
Nicky Clark show.
Canada.
Yeah, that's right. That might work. Our Dave Neufeld. Dave Neufeld may go back to work one day. Maybe he can sponsor you or something. What do you think? He could.
Okay, back to Scott. Keep going, Scott. Good question.
We're not being gentle with our conversation. You're doing good because here's what's happened, Scott. Before you were rigid. Now you're no longer so rigid. What that means is that you'll engage to a level where you can know something, not because you need to know it, but you use these little threads or tidbits and put them together, the orts. You take enough orts and put them together that you can then all of a sudden have a clearer view. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. So you are you have to know those. Having the 14 degrees of freedom is great, but Bucky Fuller will leave you with a sore asshole, just so you know. Not the way you want to go. But we understand you know that, and we're fine with that. We ain't pushed against that. We're okay. But you have to, it's like getting stuck. It's like getting, Hold on. screen. Is it back yet, Bob? How's that? Back yet?
We don't hear it. Only you hear it. I don't hear it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think I know where that came from. I think I know what happened there.
What?
You do? Uh-huh.
Well, say.
Tell them. Tell him for the audience. Bob's nervous about him. He's only got a party of two, and he's afraid to lose them.
Well, I have a model in my head about dimensions that comes from the rhombic dodecahedron. So that's the 14 and the 12. Is that a useful way to approach the notion of 14 degrees of freedom versus the degrees of separation?
Well, we typically would say yes, and because you're open-minded to not get trapped in a hypothesis, do you understand that you can take a hypothesis and not get stuck by it? You're able to do that. So we'd say, okay, for you, that's reasonable, because you can go all the way to the nth degree and go, well, this is fucked up, and then throw it away and never think on it again. other people get all messed up in there. So I'm so detailed. I have so many hours of archives, I can't lose them. Oh, my God, I have too many hours. There's so many hours, there's no way I can lose them. And then you start fretting because these things that were so important that made the nth degree so valuable that a disappointment would not nullify or you would be a waste. You can waste and do just great. So in that condition, what happens is you have the ability to play with things and not get trapped by them. Because they're, most constructs are fleeting, as very well you know. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ion, did the Kirchhoff come in as rigid as Scott at his beginning?
No. Actually, Scott's smarter than he is. See,
yeah.
The Kirchhoff doesn't, he's not very smart. What he does is he plays the room. He's like Marshall McLuhan. He plays the room. He finds anything interesting. He finds it pussy. He could have a room full of cats trying to herd cats, and he could make that interesting, and he could write a paper and sell it to somebody about the magnificent capacity of herding cats and how that affects the Roman Catholic Church.
You're right. That's exactly what he does. So... So, Scott, okay, he's smarter, but that makes one more rigid, because you have the disadvantage of knowing you're smart.
No. Scott doesn't think he's smart. Scott.
Next question. Ion, I've heard Bob reference it, and then also I believe I heard in a few weeks ago about Trump going without a mask, and there was something that the exhalations. So... Do the exhalations of a person engaged in the RNA drops have an effect on people infected by the coronavirus?
They sure do have an effect on everything in the environment. They certainly do.
Okay. So is...
Bob has helped sealed a lot of people on his walk. When he walks up behind him and he shouts out real loud, he says, "Shut up!" Or, "Put that up!" Or...
He did that a few months ago.
Don't look at that. See, he's actually putting the spittle, that those exhalations are amazing.
Okay.
It certainly helped. It certainly cured out Maui.
So does it cure them or subside the symptoms?
Well, we don't know how to say that. How do you preserve a Virginia ham?
Okay.
How do you preserve a Virginia ham?
With salt?
Well, you cure it. So, it's still dead, but you cure it. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot in there, right? Okay, there's something in there. Okay, let's go
hey,
right
Bert,
back to that.
Bert.
Yeah,
Bert,
yes, Bob.
Important point for me. There's basically no cases of COVID here in Maui anymore.
Really?
I cleared them out. Maybe Carolyn helped. Anybody else here on the drops, Carolyn? Yeah, and you, some of your friends are on the drops, maybe. A couple. So Carolyn and I cleared out. We made Maui, only in the fifth gate, Ion, or bad Maui? Which Maui did we help?
It depends on how much Polo Beach sells for, Bob.
Right. There's no problem in the fifth gate. So it had to be the other guys.
Well, yeah, see, until... Gramalea is fine, but until... We're not going to discuss that until Polo Beach is settled. Once it's done, then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, wait until Steve hears this. I made Maui healthy. With a little help from Carol.
He made Maui empty.
I made Maui empty, Bert.
If that ain't some dark soul shit, they ain't never been done. And then,
Bert, you could talk. What were your impressions of the McLuhan Conference? The McLuhan Marathon?
Well, I was like, Scott, I got bored, but I was trolling the Kirchhoff. I got to be a goober snatcher. I was on YouTube, so I was like the goober snatcher troll. Because when he started talking about logarithms, and I just said, it's the tech body, Derek.
He turned left when he saw that. He got the hell out of there. He went over there to talk to a media fast.
Because I was just, you know, I was just like hearing things when I heard the Kirkhoff. The other ones, the other people were boring. I heard Jerry Fialka, and I trolled him also. I said, Jerry's a former student of Bob Dobbs. But, you know, they must have had someone on the YouTube monitoring the comments. Although the guy, Paolo, kept saying, the numbers, you know, the comments were nice, nice, and nice. But they were monitoring them, monitoring.
How do you know?
He must have had. Well, because right when he first came on, because I was right on at the beginning, you know, people were saying greetings from, and right the last person he said greetings, I typed greetings from Switzerland, and Michael was on there as Parallel Park, and I said greetings from Switzerland, and Michael said greetings from South Africa, and they never acknowledged.
I saw that. Then Jerry said, he said, Paolo said hi to everybody, and the next guy that he could say hi to was Jerry, and he didn't do it. He leaped over Jerry.
Yeah. I wonder if Jerry's on, they kind of made fun of him. I don't wonder if he was on, they kind of made fun of him about that there was the serious scholars, and that they kind of inferred that he wasn't serious.
The problem is he was too busy. He was straining his neck and looking too much like he was trying to tell them something. Same problem happened to Andrew Crystal. He was shut down in 5 seconds. But he came up with he came up with a good zeitgeist. He said, they were talking about global village, global theater. So he comes on and goes, global orgy. And the main figure of the world today in the global orgy is Epstein. So it was a good up-to-date pattern, and everybody just fucking fainted and shut him up. He went too risque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that and then explain. Andrew. Go ahead.
No, it may explain, because I saw he was on there, but it was too late. I said, I'm not going to get up to listen to him. I'm going to catch him on the replay. But, you know, there was like the last, I don't know, estimate. They have the first, the part one is like 11 hours. And I think it goes all the way up to like 6 hours. And the part that includes Andrew Crystal, because I wanted to go back and catch him and see what he said, you can't see it. You can't see the Andrew Crystal part.
Because 12 hours, there's part one, they call 11 hours. I don't know why it's 11. That's maybe the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then part two is the second 6 hours. And I don't know why that's split. But now Croker kind of showed what I had said. He's a little dead. Several people were very disappointed in Croker. Croker wasn't bad, but he just didn't have the spark in him.
No, he wasn't. And then he came up, started off with panic.
His wick was wet.
It had been wet, you mean?
No, it was wet. Couldn't hold a flame.
Couldn't hold the flame. So what'd you say, Bert?
Yeah, he started off saying, yes, we have a problem. I sense his panic, his representation quadrant, because he said, yes, we have a problem that we need to solve or identify. He started
in the Global Village. The Global Village is a problem. It was his opening statement. That's right. And he tried to get them back on it, but they weren't having that. There was no problem in McLuhan land.
No.
Everybody was happy. They were relaxing, slowing down, taking the best of the coronavirus, slow down time.
And you notice they kept, what was the term that they kept referring to? Do you have your flame? They were the flame.
The torch.
Understanding
the torch.
The torch, yeah. The understanding media was their torch. But they're like so behind. They're so behind.
Yeah.
I was in and out, but I got to see Jerry Fialka and Croker, but I miss Andrew Croker.
You got down your knees and praised Bob. Thank God for Irondom, you said.
Yes. Also, I threw them off. They also noted, when they kept saying this global theater and global this, and then I typed in on global membrane, and they noticed it.
It was an adult book. This global adult bookstore. This global adult bookstore. Yeah, that's a...
Yes, they acknowledged Global Theater. Global Membrane was tricky, but they went back to Global Village. They just couldn't let Global Village. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did, yeah. They noted it, but they didn't know what to say, so they just moved right on back to Global Theater. I was sad, though, Bob. Sad. I'm thankful for you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I listened to that bullshit. I mean, they're 50 years behind. All of them are 50 years behind. 50 years behind.
They get paid to do that. They get paid to be behind.
Now look. See what happened? This is the reference that we're trying to lay out from the rearview mirror. Once you get trapped in that, there's no way out. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
If Bob wasn't as rigid as he is right now, because he doesn't even know what rigidity is, but he's just so free... So flopping, he's like a fish. He doesn't need to be in the water. He's just flopping. You know, it's like a little, remember the big mouth bass that hung on the wall that was animatronic that when you walked in front of it, it flipped its head open and started singing? That's Bob. He lays down, he does stuff, and then when you get in his range, he flips around and opens his mouth and starts, blah, blah, blah. That's what he does. That's how he's able to hold on, because it doesn't matter. There's nothing to apply. In his realm, there's nothing to apply. So, you know what I'm saying? He's just regurgitating whatever he is. He doesn't know anything. He just says what he thought. And he doesn't know what he thinks. He said it. Well, I don't know. What about that? You said, Bob, you said bad things. I don't know. You don't believe me. Why are you listening to me? If you listen, if I'm the only thing you got to listen to, you got more trouble than that. You got a lot of trouble. Yeah. You need to go see if you can't get some money to marry McLuhan or something, because maybe that'll make you feel better, because, yeah, you got the wrong one here. I ain't know none of this. And so there goes the rush. That's sort of the point, that he doesn't have any throat. There's no place that he chokes. There's no place that he has a constriction. And that's where all those are doomed. And that's why it's so ridiculous and boring and inappropriate, because they're stuck. They're stuck.
Yeah.
They're stuck in the Dorian Gray. They're stuck. They're Dorian Gray. They're stuck in the painting. They're stuck.
Okay. Maybe there's something
that's
you want
all
to talk
they
about.
Can see. And that's all that they can see is the painting. So there's nothing else. The total of them is that. That's why the Kirchhoff does it very well, because he's trying to show them something. So he sounds astounding, and all he's doing is just regurgitating old vomit that a dog returned to long ago. But it's fresh and new, because it's freshly regurgitated. And that's what happened. So it's good. Now, when they ask you, hey, Bert, first of all, you got to ask them why they hate you. But after you get past that, then you got to go, hey, is there any benefit to you hanging around and listening to this Ion bullshit all the time, day and night, night and day? And you go, well, I don't know, but I'm certainly better off than I was, and here's why. And you can start blasting them, because now you know. See, when we listen to us, there's no subjugation. There might be a conversation, but there's no subjugation. So we're not having that. That's not the case. No, we're not having that. That's not true. No, we're not having that. That doesn't have anything to do with this. That doesn't apply to this. So we're not going to talk. We're not going to have it. We're going to yell and scream and holler and tell you to stop, tell you to go find a nice big dick to suck or whatever you think we need to hear, because we're not going to allow that to trap you in a Dorian Gray representation of what the world is supposed to resemble. Because it's not that world. That's not this world. It's not the world. And everything that they're telling you is, you turn on, if you can't stand it now, but Bob was smart not to turn on the TV, because now they've got to where you can't really watch the porn channel anymore. It's pretty bad. You got to go to even to another. The most conservative, all the conservatives now are starting to get damn liberal. We can't even say it. I don't even know why you want to engage it. It's crazy, because they cannot figure out how this applies. Do you realize this turned something that was important, huge, massive, an NBA, and now it's eviscerating? It's not like maybe coming back. That joint is done. It's through. It's done.
No, indeed.
It's like death.
No NBA. Ion, how, the queen of the McLuhan reality is Terry McLuhan. Is she going to even watch it? Did she watch it?
No. She didn't care. She's a, it brought back old archetypes. That was digging up bones. That was digging up. She thought, saw it as digging up bones. We buried all them bones. Talking about things that's better left alone. Digging up them bones.
They, someone was saying that, Bob, the McLuhan estate, that would be Terry and them, not Mary, she was my ally, but, the rest of them, they didn't like me because I was out there getting publicity for McLuhan, but actually getting it all wrong, whatever McLuhan was about. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, that's funny. That's interesting. That's interesting because they still don't know. They've never read the Gutenberg Galaxy. So that's pretty funny. They don't even know what the words are of this thing that's supposedly making them non-rich.